From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, while in Japan during his first stop of his Asia tour, spoke to troops at Yokota Air Base. The U.S. will never yield, waver, or falter in defense of the American people and their freedom, he said. His remarks came at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip.
No one, no dictator, no regime, and no nation should underestimate ever American resolve. Every once in a while in the past, they underestimated us. It was not pleasant for them, was it? It was not pleasant.
He was later greeted by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He also indicated he is expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the APEC meeting. Saudi Arabia's state media says it has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of Riyadh. Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the missile, which was intercepted by Saudi forces. Saudi authorities said it caused no casualties or major damage. The Houthis said they were targeting the airport. Here in the United States, by a wide margin, U.S. voters are continuing to disapprove of President Donald Trump's performance in office. In the latest national survey, The Washington Post and ABC News said that 59% of Americans disapprove of the job that Mr. Trump is doing in the White House, 37% approve. He was elected a year ago this week and assumed power in January. The newspaper said Mr. Trump's approval rating is lower than any previous chief executive at this point in his presidency over 7 decades of polling. This is VOA News.